You are now listening to The Show with me.
Hello, and welcome back to The Show. I am your host, Kieran Sandulo, and I have not been on in about a week. It's been a while since we've done another episode of this, and today I am joined by a returning guest. We've got Sam, the pairman. Hello.
Yurt.
And then I've got Gabe.
Hi.
That was the most unenthusiastic hi I've ever heard. Today we are going to have a fun topic. Our starting topic: what cryptid is the coolest?
Crypto?
Cryptid.
Oh,
I'm not talking Bitcoin.
I was scared for a moment.
I'm not talking Bitcoin.
Gabe,
you know what a cryptid is.
I have a little.
What cryptid do you think is the coolest?
Well, so can we define cryptid first?
Any kind of like urban legend monster, I guess.
So
maybe like Bigfoot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, that would qualify. Okay.
Skinwalkers.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, pretty.
Starting
basic
off strong,
decision.
Sam.
Me personally, I think Mothman's a pretty
Mothman.
Cool little fella.
Mothman is a fun one, just because there's so many different variants of Mothman.
That or the Flatwoods monster.
I like
pretty,
the Flatwoods monster.
Pretty interesting.
He's kind of funny looking.
He's a little goofy goober.
He's a little weird, isn't he? He's just like legs.
Yeah, he's just a moth.
The Mothman is a moth.
The Mothman is a moth.
He's a moth, but he's also a dude.
Yeah.
Do you think he's buff?
Oh, absolutely. Have you seen some of the... Have you seen the statues of him?
No.
Yeah.
I'm kind of glad statues. That I haven't paid
I don't know,
attention to him.
They're kind of weird, man. The statues
they are.
They're
a little wacky, but they're cool.
I mean, yeah.
Like, tell me, why do you think the Skinwalker is the best one?
Because they laughed at me while I was on my bike rides.
I don't think that was a Skinwalker. I think those were just people.
No, it was like 2 a.m. and I heard the little laugh from above me, and I'm like...
Above
you? Sure that wasn't just a witch on a little broom?
I was being cursed. I was being haunted by a witch.
A little
just a little spell.
Is a witch a cryptid too?
I don't think a witch qualifies as a cryptid.
Okay. She was making fun of your bike. You were on a bike.
I had a really
she was
nice
on a broom.
Bike.
You had
what
a
kind
bike?
Of bike?
I got a... Wait. I'm trying to remember. It's something 5. Marlin 5,
if
I think.
If it takes that long to figure it out, it's not important.
It's got the Miami fade, though. It's a classy one. Trek Marlin 5, I think.
I like the Loch Ness Monster.
Nelly?
Just because it's Nessie.
Nessie?
Did you say Nelly?
I did. I'm thinking about Big Nelly.
Landon is not the Loch Ness
is not
Monster.
Crazy.
Is he here?
He is.
Is he in the other studio right
yeah,
there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi, Landon.
Hi.
Well, that's...
I like Nessie just because it's so goofy how many people are trying to confirm, like, guys, this is a dinosaur, and it's alive.
And the best evidence they have is a black and white photo of just a hand puppet out of the water.
Just a hand... It's just a sock puppet.
Yeah.
It is a sock puppet.
Elmo is the Loch Ness Monster, everybody. I'm
exactly.
just telling you. If you look at the image long enough, you're like, that... Is somebody's hand
you
sticking out?
Enhance
the
image a little bit.
Yeah,
how do you
sharpen it up.
Image? How do you enhance it?
Now I think it's just AI
just
filling in the gaps.
Let's let the AI guess what the Loch Ness Monster is.
You do what they do in all the sci-fi movies. Computer, enhance.
Yeah, just do it like a CSI. Do what CSI does and just go. Just say enhance, and then it. Depixelizes, zooms in, and switches camera angles.
Yeah, because
that's
how that works.
That's how that works. That's definitely what happens in real life when you do that.
It always makes me mad in like those.
It's so
those
stupid.
Cop shows where it's like enhance this image, and it's just you look at it and you just go, "This is not how imaging
how it works." No, because it's like the blurry bank security cam photo, and then it zooms in, takes the hood off of the criminal so that you can get a good look at his face. Switches the angle, changes his facial expression. It's like, it's so stupid, but I love it because it's so ridiculous. It's so funny.
Every time. Just every single time. How, you'd think that they would realize that this isn't how it works.
Yeah,
like,
but
even
again, they're playing it up for TV. They need to make it interesting.
Yeah.
Crime scene investigation is not interesting.
not very much.
I've taken a forensics class at school. It's not entertaining.
You get the like funny dust and you just like
yeah you get
everywhere.
The funny dust and I still don't know how it works. That's the weird thing for me.
It's magic.
It works for everybody else. For me I'm like following the instructions to the T, and then I had my teacher come up and try and help me, And even she was like, why is it not working for you? So apparently I'm just cursed when it comes to fingerprint stuff.
Maybe you should start robbing banks.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, that's, no. You know, you've got a new career now.
Yeah,
I mean, hey.
They don't have my fingerprints on record yet, so.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I don't think they could find them, though.
I don't think I should be endorsing crime on the radio.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Do not commit crime. Do not. Anyways, moving on. Back to...
Do we need a disclaimer?
Back to Nessie. Yeah, I'll put a disclaimer at the beginning of the episode. So.
Our opinions, only ours exclusively. Yeah.
Go.
Go what?
Skinwalker. Why cool?
Scary, spooky, they laugh at me, and they're not ridiculously annoying or bad if you're nice to them.
Okay.
All right.
Flatwoods Monster. Why cool?
I don't know. It just is. But there's also another one. Mm. I don't remember what it's called. It's like the Pittsburgh something. It's like this... I don't remember the exact story behind it, but it's like this really ugly little short thing that cries because it's ugly. I do not know why it's a monster, like, at all, or even a cryptid story, but it just exists. It's so weird. I don't...
It's called Squonk. Its name is Squonk. I'm on the Wikipedia page right now.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding. So, the Squonk is...
Well,
because of its misfitting skin, which is covered with warts and moles, it is always unhappy.
I don't know why. I just feel bad.
When cornered and escape seems impossible, or when surprised or frightened, it may even dissolve itself in tears.
It sounds like an anthropomorphic frog.
I love this little guy.
He's a silly fellow.
There's Steely Dan has a song that mentions the Squonk.
Oh my god.
In Pretzel Logic, any major dude will tell you is the name of the song. And there's a line in the song that's, have you ever seen a squonk's tears? Well, look at mine.
Man.
What?
That is...
Genesis, the band, has a song just named Squonk.
Okay. I didn't know Squonk was so popular. Now I'm thinking about him.
Squonk is a...
Squonk's the guy.
Strange thing. Oh my god. My grandma just sent me a photo. She has an ID thing from 2017 when I was 10 years old that has my fingerprints on it.
Oh, you already had.
From the Avon Police Department.
Uh-oh, what'd you get caught?
So they do have my fingerprints on record.
You're screwed.
Yeah, no, you can't.
I weighed 62 pounds? What?
I thought
when I was 10, I weighed 62 pounds?
I could throw you. Yeah. No. We do not endorse
There's a little, there's a little note at the bottom of it that says, please update annually. I have not done that. So
well, I'm so glad they don't have your like new height and weight.
Yeah, I know. Imagine them figuring out that I'm no longer 4'6 and 62 pounds.
Wow. You're not?
You were 4'6?
I was 4'6 when I was 10.
Pounds. When you were 10?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I was a small child.
I was like 80 and like... Four.
Yeah,
I don't remember how, big I was.
Yeah,
but you know how big you are now.
Yeah, yeah. I
very
know,
short.
I know. I'm not short.
You're like 5'6", aren't
He's
you?
He's like 5'7". 9'12",
get it right,
dude.
Now I'm taller than you by like an inch and a half, I think.
No.
We measured this.
We did measure.
We measured this. Yeah. I was taller.
You're taller, as are most people. But I've accepted it.
Mm.
I've accepted my shortness. I am the Squonk. I have accepted.
Squonk is a funny one.
I've accepted my position.
I like the concept of a cryptid that does nothing but melt in its own tears because it's so ugly
it's
and
so
it hates
sad.
Itself.
It's
that's,
so sad.
No, it's funny to me that is an idea that someone had and then they decided that they actually saw it and then
they
wrote
saw
about
a guy
it
in a bar and were like, "Man, he looks really sad." And
I wonder what a good name would be for this guy, Squonk.
John Barfield.
Barfield.
Mm-hmm. And that would be a name for a squonk.
There's one cryptid that I'm trying to remember that's very funny to me specifically that I cannot remember.
What does it look like? If you can remember what it's
called. Hang on. I'm on a page for this. I know it's there somewhere.
Is it the dog that's happy?
It is not Smile.
Oh, no. No.
That one's just not
that
even...
That one's unsettling.
That one is That one's bad, honestly. Hold on.
That's
what
just,
do I got?
The smile dog thing is just unsettling.
How many fax machines are open to the internet?
Why do you ask that? Why is that a question?
How many pictures could I fax people?
Honestly,
why do you want to know
that? A lot of fax machines, I think, are like you need internet for it.
So
I think most of them actually.
So they're probably all touching the internet.
None of them are none of them are public though. You still need the fax number.
I mean, you could
look
probably
up fax numbers, public fax numbers, and just start faxing people pictures of like dogs.
No, do not fax people smile dog. You will give them heart attacks.
I'll give them rough days.
Okay, but
slightly unfortunate mornings.
Rough days. Yep. Very funny. Very punny.
Very funny. Mm-hmm.
Like rough, like dog. Rough, rough.
That's the joke. That's what we were going.
I'm sorry,
on.
I had to.
But have you found that interestingly unique cryptid?
I have not. I cannot find it.
What does it look like?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Why don't
like
I remember?
Those, is it like those weird little walker things that just have two legs?
Well, it's not the Flatwoods Monster.
They no. It kind of looks like.
It looks like
Star
a.
Wars?
Like it a, looks kind of like an AT-ST walker.
That's not what I was thinking of. I think
dog.
You were. What I was thinking of is something that kind of looks like a little.
Like
a small
Nightcrawlers.
Nightcrawlers. That's what it is. Thank
yeah,
you.
Those guys.
Thank you.
They look like little Amogus.
That's what they're called. Yeah, they look like the little Among Us guys. It's,
yeah.
It's very
they're silly.
They're so silly looking.
and
yet, I am fairly certain that they are like the most deadly creatures in folklore, which is weird.
Wow. It
yeah,
looks like a fortune
that's exactly,
cookie.
Yeah, that's what they look like. That's the little guys.
They just look like a little Among Us.
Yeah. That's a fortune
they look like
cookie
little
with
but,
eyes.
And they're always in like packs.
Yeah.
Like it's never just one.
There's just like
it's
a bunch,
many.
They're a bunch of little dudes.
Imagine a group of fortune cookies walking up to you.
Yeah, that'd be I don't know if I'd be
allow
terrified.
Allow me to tell you your future. And then it just tears itself in half and there's a little paper in it.
It says I was mailed from China.
It just says the paper opens up, the fortune is blank except for a little text on the back that says made in Taiwan.
Yep.
Just, oh, dude. That would be
Chinese Taipei.
Yeah.
It's frowned upon to call it Taiwan.
You have to
be sensitive now.
Yeah.
Mm. But I don't know about Nightcrawlers. They're weird.
I like them.
I don't know 100% about their stories, but the squonk is still. The
squonk is near and dear to my heart. That's
place in my heart, man.
Just a little guy, and he's
little,
sad
little
all
poor
the time.
Sap. He needs a friend. He needs to be in the same room with the Nightcrawlers.
The Nightcrawlers would make him happy.
They would.
However, I also think that the Nightcrawlers would tear him limb from limb.
One of the two. How are they
really
going to do that? They don't have arms.
Party.
They have teeth.
Okay.
Where do they have their teeth?
Where?
The eyes.
In
the eyes? So they'll look at you and it'll be like you're being eaten?
Yeah. Have you ever seen... Okay. So somebody... somebody made a post a while ago that was describing some beast. Hang on. Let me find it real quick. You two discuss amongst yourselves real quick.
Well, while
about,
he tries to...
I'm still on the fact of, like, faxing people just pictures. Just,
why do you want to fax people random pictures?
Yeah, where did
sounds
that come
like
from?
Such a good... I was thinking about, like, faxing somebody a picture of Smile Dog or something.
Like, just airdrop people. Like, the only people that are going to
have
fax
machines...
that, but
they can't
machines.
Stop it.
Okay, here's the deal. People with fax machines, they're mostly not like... They're not like us. They're usually going to be older people. Or business people.
What if I started faxing old people pictures of, like... I gotta think this through before I say something. It has to be good.
Okay. Well, as I'm trying to go off, just if you fax people who work in an office, who, you know, are just trying to live at home, be retired, you're going to frighten them.
Pictures
going
of
to,
frogs.
Pictures of frogs?
Yep, pictures
just
of frogs.
Just frogs. What are they going to be? Like frogs wearing hats or just regular frogs?
Oh. No, just regular frogs.
Regular old frogs.
Yep.
I found the post, by the way.
Oh, you found it?
Okay. So the best thing that I've seen recently relating to cryptids is a 6-ton monster with spikes and a giant tentacle growing out of its face. What do you think that is?
Triceratops.
What do you think that is?
Kraken.
It's an elephant. It's an elephant.
Yo!
It's an elephant, and it's... And it was so funny when I saw that the first time, because I was reading through it and I was expecting to see some, like, cool, like, fantasy terror, some eldritch beast from beyond the stars, and it's just an elephant.
The Elefante.
The Elefante. It's not how it's pronounced, I don't think.
I mean, that's a way to pronounce it.
That is a way.
Don't think it's the right... There's no real right or wrong.
That's the same energy as that one guy that pronounced Shaq's name Shaquale O'Nale.
Yeah.
Mayo de Noche?
Mayo de Noche, yeah, that's the guy.
Like, there's no wrong way to pronounce anything.
No, but there is a... There is an uncomfortable way to pronounce everything.
There is.
It's up to interpretation. And it's
up into interpretation, yeah.
Like, phone, you don't call it a pajone. Like, you don't do that because people will look at you strange and say, what is wrong with you? How'd you get here?
People think Nightcrawlers are puppets or clothes on a clothing line.
Interesting. Mm. I mean, it could be.
We're getting this through the window.
Yeah, we're getting...
This is what I'm thinking, like, faxing people things. It's just that.
Yeah.
This is a
random fun fact of the day.
Fun
just getting outside your window right now.
Mm.
Just getting a lot of information.
All at once?
All at once.
Yep.
Or rather more like in segments.
Yeah, it is like, kind of like segments. Ooh,
you really like cryptids.
Yeah, I should have bowled you in for this one.
Yeah.
Mm.
Too late now though. So
we could do it.
Want nah.
Pull up a chair. Split a mic.
We got three mics, that's enough for me.
All right.
Three mics, three people.
It's okay.
Okay. She's all right. Okay. We're in the clear.
Giving you a thumbs up.
No one can see the thumbs up.
Nobody can see the thumbs up, but I'm giving one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gabe's giving left hand.
Fat
left
thumbs, hand up, thumbs up. Left hand.
Accurate.
Yep.
Accurate description. What were we on about again?
Fax machines.
Fax machines.
What if we had a bank teller when, like, the little, like, flippy door thing that only opens one way and, like, made it soundproof and then we put it in this wall right here so people could, like, hand us little notes while we're on?
That would be...
Yeah,
hilarious.
But someone would have to get up every single time to take the...
We could just have Miles sit in that chair in the corner.
Yeah.
And he could just take things over
it's
and
like
pass them to us.
Except it's us.
Yeah.
We're talking to ourselves.
We're just discussing things.
Do we have a postal address that we can, like...
I don't know. I feel like if we did, we shouldn't...
What if somebody sent me, like, a letter?
And it just was, like, an actual letter.
Like a postcard from somewhere? Or like a picture of a short frog wearing a little hat, and his name was Felipe.
It was addressed from like Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. That would be
this massive prison on an island, and you get a picture of a frog with a small hat.
I'd love that picture. I'd hang that up on my wall. Say somebody loves me dearly. He's my secret admirer.
That they send me a frog with a hat from Alcatraz.
Be scary. I'd be a little unsettled, but that'd be great.
Yeah.
Imagine the reach we have. Imagine how many people I could convince to send me a frog right now. Find one outside. Go get me personally a frog.
Go get Gabe a frog.
Go out to your garden right now, dig in the dirt a little, pull out a toad, and mail this man an amphibian.
I am going to read out to you right now his exact address.
No.
Here is his.
We don't have to go that far. We can get a.
Here is his exact date of birth and the hospital he was born at.
Here is his mother's maiden name and.
The name of his kindergarten teacher, the name of his first pet.
My kindergarten teacher's dead.
Oh.
I learned this like 3 years after kindergarten because I just left that school. Apparently, she had cancer, and that's why she was really mean to me.
Oh, that is. Oh,
what I would give to mail her a picture of a tiny frog wearing a hat.
Oh my gosh.
With a little pink ribbon.
Pink ribbon.
Yeah.
Support. Ribbon. I support you.
You got to be supportive about it. Yeah. No matter how mean the kindergarten teacher is. Mm-hmm. Got to be nice about it.
Dude, can I go off into a little tangent, a little rant?
Yeah, let's hear it. Here you go. Go on your tangent.
All right. I went to a little Mormon elementary school, right?
Oh.
So it was the the little tattletale kids, the little kids that would ruin all the fun. I leaned down with a brown marker, and the carpet, it's kind of like the carpet we have here, right? It's the blue, kind of textured weird.
Yeah.
It's really dark carpet, so you can't see any stains. And I leaned down out of my chair, and I just barely touched the tip of the marker to the carpet. You couldn't see it. You couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then one kid tattled on me. He told on me. He said, Miss Williams, he touched his marker to the carpet and held my marker. It was a little brown marker.
Mm.
And then I had to write an apology letter to the custodian and walk all the way to the cafeteria in
on
front
the
of
carpet.
A, yep.
That's actually okay. So you want to know something?
You couldn't see it.
You want to know something crazy?
Let me hear it.
So one time when I was in kindergarten or first grade, I think, I had to spend my lunch in the classroom because my teacher decided I was going to write the same sentence 100 times because I asked her not to make me write 100 sentences.
I mean,
so she said, so she was going to make me write 10 sentences just because I was apparently, I was being disruptive, I guess. That's, I guess, I have no idea. But she didn't tell me she was going to make me write 10 sentences. She said, you're going to write 100 sentences. And I stood up in my chair and I was like, wait, no, please don't make me write 100 sentences. And then she said, well, I was joking. Now you are writing 100 sentences. She was not joking. She wanted me to write 100 sentences from the beginning.
That sounds like a power trip.
It was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is like a 33-year-old woman. She is just done with her day. And she decided, you know what? No, you get to sit in this classroom at a table in the back right corner with your little PB&J sandwich that your mom made you. And you're going to write 100 sentences. You don't get to talk to your friends today. No, you sit in a room. And so I sat in a room.
That's awful.
This was at a Christian elementary school.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I did not stay there long. I did 1 year, and then I moved schools.
It's when religion and state touch. That's when we have issues here.
I had a situation kind of like that. Back in kindergarten, I was playing on a slide with a kid. I didn't really know him too well. Didn't really talk to him a bunch. I'm just playing on the slide. I'm going up and down the slide, having fun. He decides to come up right next to the slide. I have my arms out, hands balled up, whack. Smacked him right in the face. I wasn't even meaning to do it on purpose. Like, I didn't like the guy very much. Yeah. I mean, but I was a kid. I was in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. No, he put himself in that position.
He put himself in that position. And then he runs and tells on me. And now for a week, I got to spend lunch with the principal. So.
For a week?
Basically. For, you know, smacking a kid in the face. Which, I didn't mean to do it on purpose. Like I said.
Yeah, it was an accident.
It was big accident. Big whoopsie.
God, I just got reminded of such a terrible memory from when I was in, I think, kindergarten.
I've got a couple of those, too.
Such a terrible thing that I did. It was so bad. So there was this group of kids at the school that I went to. This is Christian Elementary. This was a different school than the first grade one.
Okay.
I actually liked this one a lot.
Right.
Because my teacher was nice and everything. She was great. Her name was Miss May. She was this nice old lady. And she was great. I was one of three boys in my entire grade.
Was it like an average?
No.
Like size?
Or there were time? Three dudes in a class of 23 girls.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's some numbers right there.
That's a ratio.
So we had all sat at one table. And then there was the first grade kids. And they were mean. They were mean. And I did not like them. So one day, I got home. I got into my car because my mom was taking me. And she said that my arm looked a little red. And I was like, oh, that's probably from... I just thought to myself, oh, it's probably from where I'm laying on it. And I was like, well, what if I did something really funny right here?
Oh, no.
So I blamed it on one of the kids, one of the first grade kids. And I said that he punched me in the arm. And I spent the next week digging that hole, trying to convince everybody that that is exactly what happened. And then when that kid finally was like reacted about it, he just said, what? No, I didn't. And I was like, oh, I thought you did. Like, I gave up the second he said, no, I didn't. So I wrote like a 2-page apology letter, I think.
Wow.
I have never lived that down. So Dylan from first grade at Cornerstone Christian School, I am sorry. That was my bad. I do not know where he is. I do not know if he's still an absolute jerk.
You've ruined him.
But my bad.
He's probably in Texas. He's probably. Like thinking about this right now.
This was in like Terre Haute. It was so bad. I still feel bad about that. My mom knows exactly what I'm talking about, too. I know that she knows what this is. She was mad at me for that.
You put my man's in a situation.
I put him in a situation.
And he was just like, nuh-uh.
Just, nuh-uh.
And you
and
gave
I was like,
up.
Oh, okay.
You're like, all right, I'm good. Like, peace out.
My bad.
I didn't know you were
chill
like
that. I was remembering incorrectly. Now, here's the problem with this. There were two Dylans that I knew. One of them was actually a really chill guy.
Right.
I blamed it on the wrong Dylan at first.
You blamed it on
Chill Dylan?
I gave the wrong Dylan last name.
Oh.
And then I was like, no, not that Dylan. And then they brought me to the other Dylan. And he's like, no, I didn't. And I was like, oh, my bad. Whoops, I guess not.
My mistake.
So I was just like such a stupid... I was a dumb child. And I'm still like, stupid.
I think all of us are.
I feel like all kids are dumb.
I don't know how I made it this far.
Dude, I
should not still like be mobile. I should be in a wheelchair by now.
It's because, believe it or not, when we are kids, we are like rubber. We just bounce.
Yeah.
We don't exactly get hurt. We just go down and back up. Like,
I have yet to break a bone, which is insane to me.
Same. Yeah.
Like, for starters, in like, I think it was in third grade, I was playing tag with a buddy of mine. And I jump up on the slide. I grab the side of it to see if I can, you know, go down the slide faster. And I just flung myself over the slide. It was like a solid maybe, I don't know how much of a height of a fall, but I just landed on my back and knocked the wind right out of me. Like, I was sitting there like, trying to get some air. I finally, after everyone had circled around me, because, you know, you're a kid at the playground who just fell flat on your back. Everyone's going to circle around you and just stare at you, like not even help you up, like just look at you like,
get a load out of this guy.
Like, have you ever look seen people just gawking at something? That's exactly what Will was like.
It's how people like form a ring around a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just sit there and look and make
and
it really
nobody,
difficult
And then
help.
It's always shaky.
Then the teacher helped me to get up and I sat down on the bench and I think I passed out or something because, like, I just closed my eyes. Everything went dark, and I had a weird dream of, like, me swimming in a swimming pool with...
I still remember the first
weird
dream that I had, like, as a child.
Same.
I still remember, like, the first dream that I remember vividly, which is weird because it involved me on an indoor playground at a daycare with Sullivan and Mike Wazowski from Monsters Incorporated.
That's actually a really cool dream.
And then there was Garfield and I think Jake the dog from Adventure Time.
This cast is getting better and better.
This is an insane collab. Oh my God.
And I have no idea what it was, but it was just going down the slide over and over again. Except it kept looping back and forth. It was like, it did a little loop-de-doop. A little
loop-de-doop.
Little loop-de-loop. I had a bit of a brain fart there.
Yeah.
Sam, do you remember your first...
I remember... Okay.
What was your
first... So you know how a lot of people
remember?
Say, like, when they first gained consciousness as a kid, when you start to, like...
Yeah.
You start to actually think and see things for how they are, and you're not in, like, that automatic baby stage.
Yeah, when you're not in, like, autopilot.
After the dream, everything kind of started to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
So, my dream was really weird. So, it was like a... The best way I can put it is, like, a Bethesda camera video game angle through my door into my bedroom, and in my bed in the very middle is an egg, and it cracks open and I wake up and
I think you just received a vision.
I don't know what it was. I don't know why I got it, but after I woke up I was conscious.
What kind of egg?
It was just like a
big egg?
It was a big egg. It was like a
chicken egg?
Dinosaur egg.
Dinosaur egg.
Yeah, basically.
I think you witnessed the creation of Godzilla.
Like, I witnessed the creation of me in my
bedroom.
In an egg.
Yeah. And
that was a vision.
It was so...
You received an omen.
It was so weird, too, because, like, my child brain could not understand it. And I still can't understand it.
Yeah, I don't think you could.
It was so...
That sounds odd.
Odd. It was so strange.
Gabe, what's the first dream you can remember?
For a dream, I can remember me floating around above lava on a, like, broom, like a witch. But then I was, like, navigating a complex, like, this scary...
Yeah.
It was like a school, but it was upside down.
Oh.
And I had to go through a tiny hole, and then there was, like, a cute witch. You know how, like, you feel that childhood love, whatever?
Yeah.
Like, the weird, like, stomach gut feeling? I felt that toward that witch, but I didn't understand it.
Yeah. Anytime that I felt that, I quickly realized that I just had a lot of stomach problems as a little child.
Yeah.
Ah.
And then when I was 7, it just stopped for a good, like, 5 years. I just stopped being sick.
Bo stopped having tummy aches.
I just stopped being sick in any way for, like, 5 years. Yeah. And then and then COVID hit, and I started getting sick again.
Oops.
Oop. Yeah.
For, like, and I just, it wasn't even COVID. I've tested negative every time. And yet, no matter how many times I got sick, I would have, like, the worst cough and a fever, stomach issues. And then I just not have it.
Yeah. No, there was other stuff going on, too.
Yeah. I don't know what it is.
That's how getting sick usually goes. You get sick for a little while, yeah, and then you just start to get better.
What did you guys do during COVID?
During COVID?
Yeah, what did you do?
I let my hair grow to a point that made it look not good.
Oh.
It did not look
nice.
Oh,
I need to see that.
Is that no,
have
you don't.
I have to see that.
It was like, it was my, okay, so the back of my hair was like down to my shoulders. The front of my hair, it could go over my eyes and down to my nose.
You had the,
it was,
you had the 2010 cut.
It was so bad and ugh.
You had the Dan TDM?
I do not know. It was worse than that.
What were you doing during that? When you couldn't go to school, what were you doing?
I got into VR.
Yeah.
I was super hyper fixated on VR and all of that. So yeah. I was like,
What games were you playing?
A lot of VR chat. I played some Beat Saber.
Beat Saber's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Classic.
I played Boneworks.
Boneworks. Okay, so you were playing PC VR.
Yeah.
Not Quest. I had a Quest too. So
that
was
me both, yeah.
So I was just on, I was just limited because I hadn't got my PC yet.
Right.
So I was limited to a 10x10 box in my room.
Which, that isn't awful.
No. And it wasn't even my room. It was a basement. We have a basement. Mm-hmm. So we have this big area near my drum kit.
Yeah.
That is just empty.
You got a drum kit?
Yeah, I got a drum kit.
Take a step back. You play the drums?
Yeah, I play the drums. I play the drums, I play piano, and I sing. Not well, but I sing.
You ever play like a band?
Yep.
Play the piano and the drums right now.
With what? I don't have either of those.
Make something up. Come on. He's got rhythm. I gotta say that. He's got a rhythm.
I feel like I hear this in like Monsters, Inc.
Yeah, that's,
yeah,
what, that,
that's what that was.
That's a okay. Monsters, Inc. type beat.
Anyways, but it was a, it's like a 10x10 square that I set up.
Right.
And then I have to make sure that neither of my dogs, none of my three cats, or the other four people in the house get in the way while I'm playing Beat Saber or Blade and Sorcery.
Dude, I was so scared to like accidentally hit someone.
Yeah, if I had one time I was playing Beat Saber, and I just like I was doing like I think it was Ghost.
Yeah.
I was trying to see if I could do it on Expert Plus, and then my little brother walked in the way.
Ooh.
Without saying anything. Like, he sees me swinging my arms directly in front of me like this.
Yeah.
And then his first instinct is, you know what would be really cool? If I walked past my brother, flailing his arms like a madman, with my head buried in my phone, and then I get mad when he hits me, even though I walked in the way of him and he can't see. So what happened there is, first reaction, there were three phases to this, was him realizing he was about to run into me. Second phase, phone gone. I hit his phone with my hand.
Oh.
Second phase was when I had to return my... Or third... Oh.
I hit my sister.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting at.
Playing Beat
third
Saber.
Phase.
Yeah.
After I smacked my hand down diagonally to my left, I had to return it up. So, on the return, in almost slow motion, boom. Smack directly in the just direct hit to the forehead with the back of a plastic
double
controller.
Whammy, man.
No, and the controller's like rounded too.
Yeah.
So it's like there's one point of impact and then it just keeps getting bigger as you keep going.
Yeah. He gets smacked once. My controller, like the battery pack, slides off.
Yeah.
So my controller's toast for a little bit. And that is where the controller drift came from.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a whole ordeal. He was not happy.
Well, yeah, you smacked his phone.
So now he tells me I'm walking past you so that I know to turn when I'm doing a duel in Blade and Sorcery.
He's learned.
He's adapted. Mm-hmm. He's learned from his mistakes.
He is becoming stronger.
My sister, on the other hand, has not learned such.
Not smart.
Not great when it comes to VR stuff. She's just played Blade and Sorcery for the first time a few months ago.
Whoa.
So she had no idea how all the space adapting was going to work. And she accidentally hit the ceiling, which is a mistake I have made so many times because I have low ceilings.
Yeah.
And I'm swinging high when I'm playing Gorilla Tag. Yeah.
So.
And then I'm playing Gorilla Tag, so I'm swinging high.
Ooh, Gorilla Tag.
So I'm swinging my arms.
That's a dangerous game to play on VR, man.
It is.
You swing wrong?
There are so many small children in that game that should not have access to a VR headset.
Have you ever heard the Roblox VCs?
Yeah, they're so bad.
Dude, they're like six.
I know.
Unironically. And then you just keep getting reported for cursing.
Do you believe that Roblox added a dating site? They made a dating site on Roblox.
That's not... That's
limited to 17 and
how?
Up.
How?
But how are they going to moderate that
Can I
when they can't even
Roblox?
Moderate their regular games?
I kind of want to go check that one out, actually.
I wouldn't.
I would not.
I think it'd be funny.
No.
I already know with how many kids are stealing their mom's credit cards to buy stuff in that game.
Yeah.
How many are going to steal their mom's social security card so that they can get on the dating page?
That's actually what they do.
That's what's going to happen.
You get the kids taking their parents' IDs, getting themselves voice chat, and then crying about it.
That are just making up IDs.
Here's the thing for me. So, on the Quest store, you are not allowed to buy the Quest unless the child is 13 and up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it says on the thing, on the site,
Facebook.
13 and older, right?
Yeah.
Facebook and for the headset.
Yes.
Because of the brain development, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because
kids are idiots.
Every game you play, there is a kid a quarter of that age.
Yep.
Yeah, somehow.
Going ham on Beat Saber.
Oh, absolutely.
They're
like,
nuts.
How?
How is this toddler with zero leg mobility
better than me? And how is he here? Why is he here?
Why is he here?
Get him out
how
of here.
How did
he
get
making
the headset to fit around his skull?
He's making me upset. Get him out.
It's like, that is the worst thing about VR gaming now.
Mm, yeah.
It's because it's all little kids now. And you can barely find friends for yourself. Right?
Exactly. You have to...
It's like, you have to be careful what you say.
Yes.
And they aren't careful about what they
you
say.
You have to
They've
meet
picked up.
Somebody that you actually can trust and then find their friend.
I have had, I have had 3-year-olds call me things that I would not say to an adult. have no idea.
They're ruthless.
And they have heard things.
They've
seen things. That
because they're so young. They can just keep
no
coming up with
no one should
things.
See.
Dude,
yeah,
so.
People, if you ever decide to buy your kid a VR... Like,
make sure
if you're,
they're 13.
Make sure they're at least smart enough to not be stupid. Okay, there's a difference between age numbers
and
smart enough to not be stupid.
Tell me their address when I ask for it.
Yeah.
So there's a few prerequisites that I think there should be.
That's another thing.
Number one, don't get your kid a headset if he's not old enough.
Yep.
My parents made that mistake, and I got mine when I was 11. I got mine when I was 11. That was already a mistake.
That's
That was a bad move.
Boom.
No, not 11. I was 12.
Okay.
So I was like a year off, I think, from getting the Quest. From like being of age.
About
for the
same,
too.
But I got the Index first.
Oh, you got an Index?
I got an Index.
God. I was.
It still works.
I was like that old when I got my Xbox One.
But like, okay, so finishing out my PSA real quick. Don't get the kid a headset until he's
smart enough
to
understand things.
Don't give them the headset if they are not smart enough to
13,
understand what
14.
Not to say on the internet.
Yeah.
Not what to see on the internet, not what to do on the internet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number 3, make sure that you're supervising them.
Yeah.
Watch what they're doing.
Okay.
Listen to what they're doing.
So with that, on and off, I think you should build up a level of trust with your kid first, because the constant supervision will be like destructive towards their maturity.
Yeah.
I remember, I had my internet cut off.
This is the
at
thing
10.
Where it's like these are 3-year-olds.
Yeah, a 3-year-old
giving out their address
that's
and
an
their
issue.
Credit card numbers.
Yeah,
no,
there
but
needs
like
to be, there needs to be
once
some
you're 12,
level
13,
of like looking over. No, I was stupid when I was 13, man.
Well, not even
same.
That. So there's a thing that I think should be done. You know how Quest has like a screen sharing feature?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
Yeah.
While your kid is on the headset, have their screen streaming.
Yeah, if they're under
you can connect
if they're under 13 and you have a child using that headset, supervise.
Yes.
Watch what's happening.
That's a good idea.
Make sure. I know my brother is like going nuts on his headset. He's yelling. He is loud when he's playing VR. He's on Rec Room all the time.
Rec Room's funny.
Rec Room?
Mm-hmm.
I've never played Rec Room.
I don't like it that much.
It's Roblox.
It is microtransactions the game.
Yeah.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Destiny 2.
You know how VR chat has like pretty much infinite avatar customization? As long as you can find a model for it.
Well, you gotta learn Unity and Blender.
Yeah, but even then, like Blender is a free program, right?
Yeah.
But then, with Rec Room, you are limited to specific character customization options, like in Roblox.
Right.
Okay.
And it is ridiculously expensive. Now you've got like small children spending thousands of dollars with their parents' money on a game for things that aren't real.
That's another thing.
You're getting the kids into NFTs too early.
I love NFTs.
No, this brings us back to crypto. No!
Full circle?
Full circle.
Full circle.
Oh, my gosh.
We're back.
Back to crypto.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Bitcoin, yeah. I don't know what it's
I don't
doing.
Know why NFTs. There's so many. There are so many games for kids that young, right? Yeah. But, like, don't allow them to get games that are literally rated 17 and up.
Yeah, don't get your kids GTA.
Don't do that. Confused about. My parents don't even let me get GTA now, right? Like, they're set on those age limits.
Yeah.
My parents are good. Parents are great.
Yep.
Those numbers are there for a reason, because they are not meant for kids.
They're not meant for kids, right?
That's like Minecraft.
Minecraft is inherently a child-friendly game.
It's E for everyone, man.
But it says they have their whole like online interactions not rated, right? That's the whole thing.
Yeah, that's
GTA is not for kids, even in single player.
Right.
No.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
No.
Online and campaign. None of that is child-friendly. Why are kids playing it? I don't know. The whole thing
when you're left unattended, you end up doing some silly things. Ooh,
yeah.
Did it just get dark in here?
It did get a little dark.
Those lights are... The fuses
those lights
are probably
we got
going
up there are not great.
Flipping
all right.
around.
Well,
that's kinda cool.
We are running out of time, folks. This has been a fun episode. You guys have any closing remarks that you can get in 2 seconds?
I don't like wearing my seatbelt.
Fair. All right. Well, keep your seatbelts on. Don't let your kids play games they're not old enough to play. And that's it for this episode. See ya.
Yeah.